It's a real pleasure to be here today to demonstrate some of the new features and scenarios coming with Windows Server 8. Specifically, we're going to be taking a look how these scenarios help improve performance, continuous availability, and also help reduce price and cost, which is critical regardless if you're an IT pro or a developer. So the three areas we're going to focus on are storage, networking, and virtualization. So to start, let's talk about storage. Now, traditionally, it's required a very specialized skill set to be able to deploy and manage external storage arrays. But now with Windows Server 8, we're providing a new alternative built directly into Windows called Storage Spaces. So let's take a look at Storage Spaces in action. So here, you can see we have the desktop for the developer preview of Windows Server 8. And if we bring up the new and improved Server Manager, you can see that we have the File Services role enabled. So this computer is running as a file server. And if we go ahead and drill a little deeper, over here in the bottom right, you can see that we have 16 SSD hard drives directly attached to this server via SAS. Now, the important thing to understand here is we're not using any external storage array or any specialized storage controller. This is simply just a bunch of disks, or JBOD, directly connected to our server and being managed by Windows. So at the top, you can see we've created a single pool, which contains all 16 of these disks. And at the bottom, we carved out a space from this pool that shows up as a drive on our server. And then lastly, if we move over to shares, you can see that we've created a couple different file shares, which are available to all the servers on our network over the improved SMB 2.2 protocol. So the key here is you don't need a PhD in storage. You can simply attach just a bunch of disks to Windows and have it all managed and deployed right there. So now that we have a couple of these file shares, it's critical that they perform very, very well. So let's talk about networking and our performance improvements connecting to these file shares. So now I'm going to switch over to a second computer. This is also running the developer preview of Windows Server 8. And here you can see we're running Hyper-V, and we have a couple virtual machines. Now, if I go into the settings of my first virtual machine, the first thing you'll notice is that the system drive is actually running from a remote file share. This will be fully supported in Windows Server 8. And then down here, you can see we also have attached two data disks to our virtual machine. They're also both running on a remote file share. Now, there is a key difference between these two disks. One of them, we're connecting to the file share using a 1 gigabit Ethernet connection. It's very typical, very commonplace in today's environments. The other, however, we're connecting using multiple high-speed NICs that are leveraging SMB 2.2 multi-channel and RDMA. With Windows Server 8, we can use multiple NICs simultaneously to help improve throughput and fault tolerance. So now let's go inside the virtual machine and see how well these networks really perform. So here's our virtual machine, and I'm going to go ahead and bring up Performance Monitor. And what I'm going to do is kick off a SQL load generator, which will put a tremendous amount of SQL traffic across our network. So we'll go ahead and kick it off. Now pay attention to the red bar here. This is monitoring the network throughput of our 1 gigabit Ethernet card. And as you can see, and as to be expected, we're getting less than 100 megabytes per second, which is pretty typical. But now, take a look at the green bar. The green bar is indicating the network throughput that we're getting on our multiple high-speed NICs. And if we click on it, you can see we're getting over 2 gigabytes worth of data transfer.